It's Thursday, August 8, 2024.
This has been a slow-moving, meandering storm across the South, producing prodigious amounts of rainfall.
Tropical storm Debbie isn't done yet.
Rising temperatures now threaten the survival of the reef.
Hottest oceans in 400 years endanger Great Barrier Reef, scientists say. Plus,
Vice President Harris' idea of freedom is air that's clean, water that's pure, communities that are safe.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is a proven climate champion.
All of those climate champions and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Harris wants to take away your gas cars. And by the way, I think in America, you ought to be able to drive whatever the hell you want to, because this is America and we believe in freedom.
Very brave, J.D. Vance. By the way, in America, you can drive any car you want to, but your pretending is fun, too. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, it looks like Hurricane Debbie is coming back for a second helping?
Yes, unfortunately, slow-moving, now tropical storm Debbie is still dumping a deluge in the Carolinas after making a second landfall on Thursday morning, while intensifying storms and flooding from the Great Lakes to the already waterlogged East Coast.
So it hit in Florida, it goes through Georgia and South Carolina, it goes out to sea, and then comes back and hits the Carolinas all over again?
Yes.
Not good.
Preliminary estimates suggest economic losses from Debbie will likely be in the billions of dollars. In Florida, most residents lack flood insurance, so much of that damage won't be covered. ABC reports that Florida's largest property insurer this week already requested a 13% rate increase.
Oh, boy.
New data from the nonprofit First Street Foundation warns that hurricane flooding will impact millions more Americans over the next 30 years, the span of a typical home mortgage. Hurricane flooding is projected to expand further inland, impacting areas that don't see floods today. Current federal flood insurance maps cover only about 25% of some 20 million properties facing increased flood risk across the country. A different analysis has found that despite the growing threat posed by climate change, more than 300,000 Americans moved to flood or fire-prone counties in just the last year.
So they're not getting the message?
No. Sad news in Australia. A comprehensive new study finds that over the last decade, ocean waters around the Great Barrier Reef have warmed to their hottest levels in at least 400 years due to man-made climate change. Based on current warming trends, the researchers warn that unless humanity moves faster away from burning fossil fuels, this generation will likely witness the demise of the Great Barrier Reef. Study co-author Professor Helen McGregor told the BBC that with urgent action, much of the reef could still be saved.
We have the answers to this. We have targets. We have agreements internationally. I think we need to put the politics aside and get on with it.
A bit of good news. The Biden administration Department of Energy this week released another $2 billion in funding from the Inflation Reduction Act to upgrade the nation's electric grid in 18 states, investing in increased grid capacity and new transmission lines to speed the shift to clean energy and protect against accelerating extreme weather impacts.
You're welcome, whole bunch of red states.
Finally, in the critical 2024 presidential election, Vice President Kamala Harris's newly minted running mate, popular Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, is a climate action champion. In his two terms, Walz has enacted a slew of cutting-edge climate and clean energy laws and policies, casting the fight against climate change as an economic win for residents and an imperative for the state's children. With razor-thin Democratic majorities in the state house, Walz pushed through nearly 40 climate initiatives, including tax rebates for electric vehicles, expanded EV charging stations, streamlining permitting for renewable electricity projects and transmission lines, factoring emissions and climate impacts into all state transportation decisions, and more. Walls also enacted an ambitious law requiring utilities to clean up pollution and emissions, mandating 100% clean electricity for Minnesota by 2040. Here's Walls at the bill signing last year.
Our children are counting on us getting this right. And I have to tell you, when I hear people say you're moving too fast, we can't move too fast when it comes to addressing climate change. We can't move quickly enough to address climate change. This idea of waiting is a luxury we do not have, and Minnesotans do not have.
We sure could use another climate hero right around now. If it's going to be Tim Walz, we'll take it. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.